KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. My name is Mark Miller. I'll be your host this morning. The next 60 minutes of community-supported radio is brought to you by Friendship Shelter, reaching out to rebuild lives right here in Laguna Beach. I think we're going to get right to the show this morning because I have a dear old friend, and we're going to talk about some resolutions for the new year. And one of my resolutions is to spend more time with people I really, really, really like. And one of those people is Yvonne Kane. Yvonne Kane is our guest this morning. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Good, good, good.
Thanks for getting up so early.
Well, it was fun, and just coming here and driving through Laguna, it's just realized how absolutely lucky we all are to be living in this spot.
Isn't it? You know, and I have to say, I was just, I spent the holidays in the Virgin Islands with my family. It was a wonderful trip and a beautiful place, but it ain't got nothing on Southern Orange County and Laguna Beach.
Yeah, one of the top 10, I think, and in the world.
That's what, you know, I used to tell people is, you know, I remember being really young in my life. I still remember what that was like sometimes. And I remember, you know, going on that European backpacking, you know, sort of thing that a lot
Odyssey.
Of young people do.
Yes.
Yeah. And hiking, you know, along the coast of Spain and up and down the Mediterranean and, you know, through Italy and all those sorts of places. And looking out over, like, you know, these little villages, you know, along the oceans and the seas, and thinking, who gets to live here? I mean, who actually has this life? And then, you know, it took me 30 years, but I did manage to manifest it. And so we get to have that life. Good for us. Yvonne Kane is here this morning because it's the new year, and we want to start the new year right. And lots of people have all kinds of resolutions, and I think a lot of them have to do around health and changing your lifestyle a little bit. And Yvonne, you are a health and lifestyle consultant.
I have been called that.
For more than 28 years, you've been.
That's true. I moved here right after I graduated from an acupuncture school in San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Passed the board, and this was my first stop, and I haven't left.
And that was 28 years ago?
Yes.
I was just going to say,
I can't believe it's been that long.
I was going to say, 28 years ago, San Francisco was probably one of the only places you could study acupuncture in America.
That's true. There were only about 5 colleges, 3 textbooks. I was in the second graduating class, so it was rather new. At that point.
So acupuncture is one of the things that you do. You also do acupressure.
Right. I do a type of acupressure called Jin Shin Jitsu, which is very similar to acupuncture in its theory, but it doesn't use needles. It uses my hands, and I hold 2 points on the body and wait to feel pulses and then wait for the pulses to synchronize.
Oh, really?
And I don't know how much you want me to get into that. Yeah,
I was gonna say that.
Right, yeah, let's save that for later.
Acupuncture, acupressure. You also mess around with herbs, Chinese herbs, and that sort of thing.
That was part of my training. That was a big part of my training. The school I went to actually promoted herbs as at least as important as acupuncture.
Being an herbalist these days is actually quite a thing, isn't it? I mean, it's becoming more and more common and popular, isn't it?
It's all more popular, and natural approaches to health, just common sense approaches to health. It's back to the basics. Chinese herbology, though, is much more advanced than, I would say, Western herbology. There are over 3,000 herbs, and there are 18 categories, and it's a very sophisticated system. I use herbs in my practice, but I also use a lot of new nutritional supplements and diet therapy.
You do? Mm-hmm. I had this conversation with my mom just the other day. Because my mom is a retired nurse, and we were talking about supplements and vitamins. And isn't it, though, don't you have to be sort of careful and very choosy? Because a lot of those supplements and vitamins, you're not actually getting the benefit of them because of the way that they're made?
Well, there's always the quality and quantity issue. And I do spend a lot of time on researching the companies. I have professional companies that I work with. And some vitamins are more assimilable than others. And you can spend lots of money on them. So there are basic vitamins, just like your multi for a CalMag, especially for women, fish oils, those three
are
basic. And then there are hundreds of other ones. And that's why, you know, you can find everything on the internet that you need.
So I guess my question is, can I go into my local grocery store and get a vitamin that is going to work for me? Or do I need to come to someone like you who's going to say, no, this is the kind of vitamin that you want to be using?
Either or. We have a lot of great quality. When I go into a vitamin store, it's like going into
the candy
Neiman
shop.
Neiman Marcus to me at the makeup counter. I just like turn around because there's too many choices. And I imagine most people have that when they go into vitamin stores, right? So either you find the person who's there and, knows their product, or you go to a practitioner to be very specific about what you need, and you're more assured to get a better fit for yourself and probably a good quality.
Okay. Because I have to say, that's exactly right. When I go into the store that I would most likely go to is a store that has a wide selection of, what they advertise is natural and all those sorts of things. And you go in there, and after you read the back of, 20, 30 bottles trying to figure out what it is that you need, you just kind of throw it up in the air and go, I have no idea what I'm doing.
For instance, one of my favorite supplements that I love is magnesium, because it has over 300 functions in the body. Magnesium is a coenzyme. It makes other chemical reactions happen in your body. And there's magnesium glycinate, gluconate, carbonate, oxide, malate. It's like, okay, which one to do? And they all have a little bit different function, and definitely some can affect your GI tract, like overnight.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, we're going to have to talk. We're going to have to
and
talk.
And others affect, really help you calm down. I mean, magnesium in general, it's a muscle relaxant and it's calming to your nervous system. It's also essential for producing energy in your body.
Really? Magnesium?
Yes. It's probably my top three.
Is there some way we can add that to like a Diet Coke sort of product? Because then I'd be sure to get enough of it.
You could take it and then drink the Diet Coke.
All right. Can we talk a little bit about acupuncture?
Sure.
Because 28 years ago, acupuncture was probably, I would imagine, was something that was extremely foreign. And like you said, there were only five places in America that you could study the practice of acupuncture.
Right. Back then, I have to say, most of the people in my class were reformed hippies like myself, either like mysterious philosophies and approaches or health approaches, or people who had conditions that had been helped by acupuncture. And I was attracted to it because it included a physical medicine. It included, thank you. He wants me closer to the mic. Physical medicine, it had philosophy, art, herbology, exercise in the form of Tai Chi, Qigong. And it really included all the aspects of what we consider in our daily lives. And I also wanted a career that was not separate from my lives and helped me remember to take care of myself. And I love the mystery of it, the idea that there were invisible pathways that energy ran through and it, they connected with the organs and somehow you magically put a needle in and you'd get this amazing result. And I, that's still true in, if you look at it that way, but in the last 28 years, there's been so much research done on acupuncture, and I have changed my way that I describe it to myself and to my clients about how and why acupuncture works. And what, there are several ways. One, the first thing is that it increases blood circulation throughout your body. And in our blood is nutrition that gives our cells what they need. The more blood you get to your cells, the more nutrition they get in. So it's like nutrition in. When the cells are strong, then they throw off their metabolic waste a lot more efficiently. So it's a twofold. You're building and you're excreting what you don't need. And acupuncture really accelerates that process.
How does acupuncture work? What's the principle behind it?
Well, that's that's still up to a lot of opinions, but in general, like I said, it improves circulation. If when you look at, there are 12, historically, there are 12 meridians each connect to an organ. If you look at the map of the body with the meridians, it looks very similar to our nervous system, to our cardiovascular system, and to our lymphatic system. So it is now proposed and believed that acupuncture actually works with, well, it does work with the nervous system. You put a needle in, it goes to your brain, and messages come out to your body again to either, like, with circulation, it dilates the capillaries in your body.
So one of the things that it does, so you put a needle in your body, yes, and depending on where you put the needle, it
yes,
dilates some, your capillaries?
Some, well, one thing, when you put a needle any place in your body, your immune system automatically goes, okay, there's something coming in. Let's put red and white blood cells there to find out what's happening. So there's this local effect that it's a micro injury, even though, I mean, that sounds kind of scary because the needles really are as big as your hair.
Right.
Not like hypodermic needles. But it alerts the body that something's going on, let's say, if for your wrist.
Right.
So if I do needles around your wrist. But also there are specific points that do dilate your blood vessels. There are certain points that do release endorphins. Another way acupuncture works is it does interrupt pain signals to your brain.
I thought it had something to do with electricity in the body.
Well, we are bioelectrical chemical beings. So, and nerve conduction is an electrical chemical reaction in our body. So, yes, in that way it does.
How do you know where to put it, the needles? Because when you go, I've been acupunctured a few times. Mm-hmm. And when you go, like, you know, the practitioner, the doctor asks you, you know, what symptoms are you having? What is it you're hoping to improve upon? And then they decide where to put needles.
Right. Well, that's part of the intake or just at, like you, the questioning. So, for instance, if somebody says, you know, comes in with a sinus and got, they come in something like this, and then their they feel like it's going down into their chest, like this is a real peripheral kind of diagnosis or whatever, but yes, you have sinus infection. So I would certainly do some points in the face using my very tiniest needles with the silicone end, so you barely feel them, in the face. And then there are points on the hand that really help open the blood vessels in the face, and then also in the feet that pertain to the nasal cavities.
So depending on the area that you want to affect, that's where you might bring the most attention by inserting a needle
and
there.
And then I always try to support the immune system and calm down the adrenal system, just our stress system, because both of those things are really important to maintain health.
Okay. All right. We're actually going to do some acupuncture this morning, yes?
Yes. I have my little...
You have your little kit?
My kit.
Your trowel kit? All right. So how about if we do this? Let's take a music break, okay? And then when we come back, Yvonne Kane is going to perform some acupuncture on me. And hopefully I'll be good as a whistle, clean as a whistle by the time we're done. All right. You're listening to Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. My name is Mark Miller. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. And close your mouth and open up your heart and maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music and dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And it'll satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Girl, it's getting late, you just sit and wait around. A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me.
Satisfy me,
baby. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me, baby.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. My name is Mark Miller. I'm here with our guest this morning, Yvonne Kane, who is a health and lifestyle consultant working in Laguna Beach for 28 years. And one of the things that she's been doing for the last 28 years is acupuncture. And so we're actually going to do some acupuncture on me this morning, yes?
We are. So are you going to describe it as we do it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I have to concentrate.
All right, because you have to do the thing. Okay, so when we were talking earlier, and I've had that sort of flu chest sort of thing, and so if there's some way that you can affect that, if I can get a little relief from that, that would be awesome. And then, you know, just kind of that general sort of, you know, overall I want to feel better kind of thing. Can you deal with that?
I can. Except, can I have access to your ears, or are those earphones permanent?
No, we can do something. Like, can how about one ear?
One ear's fine.
Okay, does it matter which ear?
No.
Okay, how about that ear?
It's a beautiful ear mark.
Okay, why the ear?
The ear is a mini me. I call it. Your entire body is in your ear.
Really?
I know, it sounds amazingly impossible. And also, your hands is a mini-me. Your entire body is a microsystem.
Okay. Now, I have to warn you, in the past, when I've gotten acupuncture, whenever someone puts a needle, like, in my hand, and it's usually, like, if it's between, like, my thumb and my forefinger, I jump up off the table and start swinging. Have you ever had that happen?
Maybe I won't do that point. that point actually is large intestine 4, and it's in the top, let's say, 6 most popular acupuncture points. That's it, because it really affects the head. and it helps open all the blood vessels in the body. And there's a classical acupuncture treatment of doing, in case for those who can't see what I'm doing, it's between your index and your thumb, and I'm sure we've all pressed that and have been told it's good for headaches because it really affects the head. And then there is a point between the big toe and the index toe that is a match with. And when you do those four points, it's called the four gates, and that's just really relaxes your body. You secrete endorphins like crazy.
Because I have to tell you, like, I do, like, lots of times, like, if I'm sitting at my desk or something, I do put pressure on that, you know, little web between your thumb and your forefinger. I do it a lot. Mm-hmm. The other place that I do it, I find myself applying pressure, is like sort of like at the top of my nose, the bridge of my head.
There are many times that we place our hands on our body that we don't even realize that we do on acupuncture points or areas that really help our body. Like when you place your hands on your hip, on the back of your hip, that really helps your low back and helps the circulation there. And I do that between my eyes, too, and over my heart. A lot of times, like if I wake up during the night, and sometimes wake up with a little bit of, like, where am I? And I just put my hands over my heart, and it's very calming. An amazing self-help technique is to hold each finger. You just, with your left hand, you just wrap it around your little finger, and you hold it for a minute. Go to your ring finger and go through all of your fingers on each hand. And the reason that works to calm and also stimulate your body is that all of your meridians begin or end in your fingers and toes. By doing that, you're self-medicating in a really,
really
good way.
Okay. All right, let's do this acupuncture. So you're going to put a needle into my ear. No one can hear you,
okay. Nobody can hear me?
No one can hear you.
Yes, they can hear me.
Okay, so
you tell them what I'm doing.
All right, so
First, I'm going to do a point called Shenmen.
Okay, this is my Shenmen.
And it means spirit gate.
Okay.
And this is a point that relaxes the body.
Okay, so you just put a needle in.
You didn't know I did it.
No, I didn't even know that that was done. So you just put a needle into my ear in my Shenmen.
Shenmen.
Okay, and that is for relaxation.
For relaxation. And
I am feeling sort of sleepy. Let me see if I can get a mic for you so you can so people can hear you while you're doing this. Hang on just a second. We're
I'm new at doing acupuncture in a radio show at the same time.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Now I think people can hear you.
Okay. So a lot of times I'll start treatments with this, especially for a new person who's a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that these needles are not like hypodermic needles, which most people equate with needles. They're hair thin. And most of the time you don't even feel them going in. Okay. So next I'm doing your upper lung point.
Mm. Okay, now that one I felt a little bit.
That one you felt a little.
A little, that was
not
a little
bad.
Prick.
It's gone.
I know. It didn't hurt, but there was pressure there.
Yeah.
It felt like you put that into cartilage.
Well, there is not much fat in your ear. It's mostly cartilage, so you're right about that.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness my ears haven't gotten fat yet.
Okay, and then...
Give me a couple months.
Okay, then I'm going to do another point I often do. Called the sympathetic parasympathetic. Okay. And that helps mediate or balance out that part of our nervous system. It's called the autonomic nervous system, which has two aspects, the fight and flight, which we've all heard about, which is our stress mode or our mobilization mode. But the other side of that coin is the rest and rebuild mode. So it's called the sympathetic parasympathetic.
Can I just say that, like, I don't know how to take these things sometimes. my breath is already better.
Yeah. It's...
Is that because I...
Is the placebo?
Yeah, is that because I want it to be better, or have you really changed me?
Yeah.
But my breathing is already better.
Yeah, it does. This is a physiological medicine.
All right. So those are three needles all in my ear so far.
Okay. And there's all different types of acupuncture schools and methods in general. There's a Chinese way of doing it, which is thicker needles, deeper insertion, and more manipulation or twisting of
needles.
My
goodness.
Which is not the kind I do.
Done around a campfire with a lot of blood, I imagine.
And the Japanese use the thinner needles, shallow insertion, and very little manipulation.
Oh, that sounds fairly civilized.
Yes, I think so. Okay, so we're also going to do that point on your hand, and let's see if I can make you. What did you say you do? Jump around?
I jump up and start swinging.
You know, one reason that can happen is because there's a good-sized muscle there, and it does, it can hit you like your
motor. I hope I don't swear.
Okay.
I hope I don't swear. Did you put it in?
I did.
Oh, it's in.
I'm good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I'm going to put it in a little bit deeper.
Okay.
And tell me if you, a lot of times in acupuncture, after the needle's in, there are the sensation that I do like to get, if people don't mind, is this kind of achy, distended feeling.
You're right. Like there's kind of like a little kind of dull sort of thing that's happening there a little bit. Yeah.
Grabby feeling. Okay. And then, let's see, what else? The lung.
Into the microphone, please.
Oh, okay, the lung.
I know. You're trying to do so many things.
Put your hand down so you can press up. You know, one of the most beneficial, why acupuncture works for a whole plethora of conditions. I mean, usually we think about acupuncture for pain, but it's really good for GI symptoms, gynecological, urinary. It's amazing. It affects your whole physiology.
I don't want to get too graphic on the air, but for people who understand that GI code, we could all use some help with that, right?
It responds so well. Of course, there are what you eat. Makes a huge difference, which is another later on or another day.
Yeah, I hope we get to that. And I'd love to describe to you what I had for dinner last night, you know, at 9 o'clock at night.
So did you know I put that point in?
No.
Okay, so that was lung 9. It's right of in the wrist crease, kind of right above the thenar eminence or right above the thumb. And that one is a tonifying point for the lung.
What does that mean, tonifying?
Strengthens the lung function. And then I'm going to do one other one for the lung on this arm. And this one, this is a point because, again, there's not a lot of tissue. It's right at your wrist bone on the inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called lung 7.
Okay. You're kind of going up my wrist a little bit.
Yes.
So you're kind of on my
arm
now.
Right above a little bone. And this one sometimes can produce an electrical sensation.
Ooh.
Try to avoid that.
Is that way? Because when I said like sometimes when they put a needle into a point in my hand, I jump, and that's what someone told me. Well, that's because it's tapped into. Yeah,
it actually touches a little nerve.
Yeah, they said that it taps into like some blocked energy there. Nah,
maybe. I don't. I don't use those terms. Like, if people feel a sensation, they say, oh, it's supposed to, you know, I'm sure it's doing something. And it is doing something. But acupuncture doesn't need to be uncomfortable to do that. There are the sensations are that grabby kind of sensation you felt between your thumb and your finger, which is kind of a distended. There's an electrical sensation, which I try to avoid because it slightly touches a nerve.
I have to say, you know, in the acupuncture treatments that I've had, I have never felt better than lying on a table with all of the needles working. And you just, I usually just go into like this huge relaxing sleep for like 45 minutes.
So that's what I got, was starting to say, and I got distracted by myself.
Oh, okay. Not me?
Not you at all.
All right, good.
No. The reason acupuncture works for so many things is it does switch you into that rest and rebuild mode, which is your parasympathetic. And what happens then is your blood goes more to your internal organs rather than your extremities. That's one thing that happens. So your organs are much more replenished. It also just takes you out of this stress state, which is the fight and flight. And when you are in that rest and rebuild mode, you're resting and rebuilding. And you're going to a place that you normally don't go to. I've had so many clients say, I haven't been this relaxed in years. Mm-hmm. Most people fall asleep on the table.
I'd say
90% of people fall asleep when they get acupuncture.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm kind of over this show right now.
Okay. Shall we just put the music on?
I'm just going to sit here for a few minutes and you guys do whatever you need to do. Okay, how many needles did you put in total?
1, 2, 3. We lost one.
Oh, did
one
we?
One fell out of your ear, but...
Oh, did it?
We'll find it. It has a bright green handle.
You'll know it when you find it.
Or you'll know it when you find it.
All right. So right now I have 5 needles in me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that... How many needles do you typically use in a treatment?
My typical treatment, I do both sides of the body usually. I do the back because it is less vulnerable. It feels less vulnerable to people, and it really helps just get you in the mood. And I can work on all the organs on these points on your back. And then I turn you, and I usually use, let's say, 10 to 20 needles. I usually always do the adrenal glands, the liver, and either the heart and the lungs, and then some other points for relaxation. And if you have a leg cramp, I'll do it there too. Calf. And then I turn you around, and then I take your pulses, look at your tongue, and decide on points on that side and do acupressure with that while the needles are in.
There's some other things that we want to get to, because not everyone is going to go get acupuncture all the time to feel better, but there's some practical things that people can do to be more healthy in this new year. So let's take a music break.
Okay.
And when we get back, we'll talk with the Yvonne Kane more about health and good living.
I'm not too hard. I'm not too mad. I am something that you never understand. I never beat you. I never lie. And if you evil, I'll forgive you by and by. 'Cause
Welcome back. You're listening to The Friendship Show on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. My name is Mark Miller. I've been talking this morning with Yvonne Kane, who is a lifestyle and health consultant for 28 years now, right here in Laguna Beach. We did some acupuncture previously, and so I currently have, how many needles did you say?
Five.
I currently have five needles. It looks like I have three in my hand and arm.
Six needles.
And then I have three
in your ear.
In my ear. And we're sort of working on general relaxation, and then we're trying to get some relief to my lungs because I've had that sort of nasty flu, upper respiratory infection. And I was saying earlier, my breathing is already better. And I mean, I already feel better. I feel better than when I came in this morning.
It's incredible.
It's a good deal.
It is.
There might be something to this. You guys might be onto something. Okay. We were, really the reason that you came in this morning, because we were talking about, we wanted to talk about resolutions and how to get off to a good start in the new year. Are you a resolution person?
Yes and no. I find the older I get, the less tendency I have to make resolutions because of history. But I think it's always good to keep in mind. It's just like every day you get up and make a list, and every year you make some. You at least think about it. If you don't write them down or say them to somebody, at least you spend a little bit of time.
Isn't there, though? The beginning of the year is just kind of a time to sort of like take an inventory, isn't it? And to do a little focusing and say, you know, where am I in my life, and what would I like to do at this point? And I'm not going to eat chocolate sorts of things. I mean, I don't go for those sorts of resolutions, but. I do have to say that my resolution, I've been taking some time to sort of try and craft this as to what I want my intention to be in the next year. And I think there's a couple of things that keep coming back. And one is I want to be very clear about what my passion and my purpose is. And then I want to try harder to achieve it. And that's kind of my, how's that?
That's my type of resolution. It is, because it's, you know, it's really working from like a deeper place of who we want to be and what we value in our life. And that's what motivates us, is what we value. And thinking in those terms, then the more physical things develop, I mean, automatically come out of that organically, I think. And those are beautiful resolutions.
But don't you think that the internal affects the external and vice versa. So, you know, to me, when you know, you look at those kinds of things, it all starts with health, right? I mean, you have to have the vehicle to get it done. So you have to take care of your body. But if you're not feeding sort of that kind of spiritual soul that you have, your body's going to be affected by that. Your body's going to realize that.
Health, yes, the psychological and emotional component of health is huge.
Okay.
Huge.
Do you have a resolution?
I do. My resolution, one of my resolutions, this is more external, is to get more sleep. But my internal one, like you said, is to be less judgmental of myself and less comparing myself to others. I have on my
that's
on
a good
my,
one.
On my email page that I send to people, my little quote by Theodore Roosevelt is, "Comparison is the thief of joy."
Really? See, now, and that's a good one. But see, you know, like instinctively, like what I would say to that is, but if we don't compare people, how will we know who's winning and who's losing?
I think you just kind of know that.
Well, it's probably not a perspective that's very
obvious.
Yeah, it's probably not a perspective that's very useful anyway.
Yeah, I would just compare. I think comparing ourselves to ourselves and to our value, you know, what we value.
Right.
You know, what's important to us is essential. I mean, it's where you begin.
Okay.
So.
how can we? Because you have to have a vehicle to get these mm-hmm. things done. I mean, the body is important. What can we do to have a more healthy 2015? You said sleep is on your list.
Right. So doing less is on my list. You know, not expecting so much of myself, and doing just the opposite of is really honoring, trying to honor what I do, what I do have, and am able to give some effortlessly, mm-hmm. And concentrating on those things instead of all the things that I have yet to accomplish or haven't. Yeah.
And isn't that, though, I mean, people talk about it all the time. Again, like, if you're, I just lost a needle, didn't I?
I saw that.
Did you see
that?
I felt it.
Okay. It's just down your shirt.
That's fine. You, generally, you don't do this standing up,
no.
Probably. Isn't that what people say, though? If you're really sort of locked in to, you know, what your passion is, what your mm-hmm. purpose is, what your joy is, then it just flows out of you, right? And everything kind of falls into mm-hmm. place. If you're sort of at odds with that, then everything kind of becomes difficult, mm-hmm. doesn't it? I mean,
it is.
You're tired and you feel run down and your body starts to reflect that and you lose the motivation to take mm-hmm. care of yourself and things just kind of turn into yeah. a total mess.
I agree. Well, one of the things, specific things that I want to do this year is to have better sleeping habits. I love staying up late.
Oh, do you?
Oh, I do. I do. And
what's late for you?
12, sometimes 1, because I love my internet.
Oh, really?
I love researching and just, you know, following the thread to wherever it may lead. But, I just like staying up late. I don't know if that's from my teenage years. I'm still rebelling or what. But I just saw a documentary that was done by National Geographic, the National Institute of Health, on, it's called Sleepless in America. And it's a it's on YouTube. And I'm going to, on your Facebook page, I'm going to give you some references so people can go right to it.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So after this show, like, I don't know if it's going to be right after this show, but sometime in the next day or so, we'll post this podcast, and then you're going to give us all kinds of links for healthier living that people mm-hmm. can go and check out.
Right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Right. So in this documentary, it's like sleep is not optional. It's essential. And it's been through research, and these were like major research institutions that did sleep studies and also have facts and figures on how sleeplessness causes accidents, the major catastrophic accidents, cars, and are because people doze off for 5 to 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And they pointed out that, you know, we have all these laws about getting in the car drunk, but we don't think about being tired and getting in the mm-hmm. car, that it's just can be just as devastating. So that was one really good point. And it's sleep affects memory. It affects our immune system. And it helps our creativity. And it also actually helps with with weight loss.
Really?
Yeah. And people who like work night shifts tend much more to have prediabetes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You crave carbs more.
Really?
When you don't get sleep.
How much sleep? Are we doing this like 8 hours? You have to have your 8 hours?
7 to 8 hours for adults.
Uninterrupted sleep.
Uninterrupted, except, right, uninterrupted. And there is sleep hygiene, which they recommend.
Really? What's that?
I know. It's ways that to help you sleep better. And one of the first, there's a list of them. One of the first things, and these are all obvious, but we, again, forget, is to sleep in a dark room.
I have to say that I have gotten into this terrible, terrible habit, and I know it's bad, is to sleep with the TV on.
Okay.
I do it all the time.
That's rule number 2. Take the TV, go home and take the TV out of your bedroom.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's there. Why not? Mm-hmm. Click. You know, but that's a big thing is take the TV out of your bedroom, have your bedroom just for sleeping and relaxing.
I know that that's how it's supposed to be. And, too. I don't do it. All right, and Yvonne, then, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take my TV out of my house. Because I've,
and your computer, it sounds like.
Yeah. And you're supposed to also turn off your computer and your TV an hour. I would say at least a half hour before you go to bed because the blue light excites your brain waves.
Right. Oh, I can tell you right now. Yeah. When I fall asleep, the TV is on and my laptop is right next to me.
Okay. Well, I challenge you.
That sounds like healthy sleep, huh? And I have a cell phone plugged into my head. No, I don't.
And, okay, so, and the other thing is to get rid of outside lights, too. Like a night light, even.
Yeah.
Is not.
Absolute dark.
Is absolute dark. That's, and another thing is just establish a routine. A lot of people will get more relaxed with a shower, a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Especially chamomile tea, as we all have heard, is a good relaxant. Right. Here is where I really encourage people to do magnesium.
Before you go to bed?
A drink or a supplement. Yeah. I like magnesium glycinate because it really does, most of the time it helps people sleep. And
magnesium
glycinate.
Glycinate. Is that a Häagen-Dazs flavor?
Yes. Glycine is an amino acid, and the magnesium is chelated or bound to it. And glycine is calms down, is one of the amino acids that is a neurotransmitter also that calms down your brain.
All right. So sleep is key. I told you this was going to happen to us. We are so close to being out of time right now.
Oh, no.
I know it. Exactly. I know it. Exactly. And we're like halfway through the things that we wanted to talk about.
Then I want to come back.
I want to, before we go though, I want to touch on gratitude and giving because you said one of the ways to healthier living is to have gratitude and to be able to give. What do you mean by that?
Well, at the end of the day and at the end of our life, what sages, non-sages have said for a millennium that how much we loved and how much we give is the measure of a happy life or a fulfilling life. And gratitude is the beginning of that because there's always something to be thankful for, even if it looks like 90% of the day when you wake up is a challenge. There's still that you're waking up, right?
Right.
And there's going to be a cup of coffee there, and you're going to be meeting people, and we live in a beautiful place. Just so that sort of thing, and I just read on yesterday that once somebody's resolution was to give a compliment to the first three people you meet.
Oh, really?
That's a simple resolution, isn't it?
Give a compliment to the first three people that you meet.
Or at least three people throughout the day, but at least you can kind of remember if you do it, bam, bam, bam. Because there's always something nice to say about somebody. And I know how good it makes me feel when somebody says that, for like you say, I'm one of your favorite people. That made my day.
Awesome. You know what would be challenging for me about that is that I'm not like a joiner. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really like engage lots of times. Like,
I don't think that's true.
Oh, really? Oh, really? No, I think that is true. I don't go out of my way to really like get all involved with people sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
Is that why you're a radio show host?
Please. I mean, let's be clear about that. Like, I'm in a room by myself talking to one other person who I know. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not like all that risky.
But you do it every Saturday, sometimes with people you don't know.
I do it every Saturday, that's true.
And, I mean, we all have different ways of connecting.
Right.
And I know your life, Mark. You connect all the time. But you probably connect with so many people that you feel like you need a little space because you are connecting.
You know, because someone said that to me the other day, is that, and we don't have to get all about me, is, you know, oh, you know, let's go somewhere. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. And I'm like, oh, to tell you the truth, the last thing I want to do is be around more people right now.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's turn off all the lights and sit really still.
Well, that is the difference between being 25 and, what are you, 45?
That's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, my favorite guest, Yvonne Kane, who's also an age specialist. No, I haven't been 45 for quite some time now.
Wow.
All right. So gratitude. Find something to be happy about, right? Otherwise, you're just going through the day kind of grumpy, yeah?
Yeah. Because it does give you, just try it out for a week. It gives you joy.
And then give something back to people, even if it's a compliment.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do that.
All right, me too.
I think I can do that. Okay, this is it. We're kind of out of time.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you,
everybody.
We don't have time to get into that. I know that you had sort of a very eventful and probably tremendously moving holiday experience. Yes,
I did. I was blessed and honored to be with a friend of mine who left this world. And so I was with her during her last 2 weeks. And that was one of the biggest privileges of my life.
And that's just kind of the person you are. That's what I like about you. It's what I like about you.
When people give me those compliments, I just say, that's just... that's just how I was born.
Well, I would say... I mean, I would absolutely say this. You know, like if... You know, in those moments where, like, you just need someone... who's just going to be calm and centered and clear, and you just want someone like that with you, who might not do much except just be there, your name would come to mind automatically, for sure. Hey, if people want to know more about what it is that you do, do you have a website or anything that they can...
I do, Five Seasons Healthcare.
Five Seasons Healthcare? Mm-hmm. And you have a website?
I do.
What's, really?
Five Seasons Healthcare.
Now, having known you a little bit, I have to say that's very impressive and somewhat surprising.
That I have a website?
Yeah.
Well, I have a website, and I have a website that I've been working on for 6 months, redoing it. And that's another resolution. I am going to get it done by the end of the month.
Oh, good for you. Fiveseasons.com.
Healthcare.
Five Seasons Healthcare.
And my last name is K-A-N-E.
K-A-N-E. All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And you'll come back again, yes? Because there's lots of things that we didn't get to.
Oh, there's so many things. All right. I'd love to.
All right. You've been listening to Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We're brought to you every week by Friendship Shelter, reaching out to rebuild lives for more than 26 years right here in Laguna Beach. My name is Mark Miller. Ida May and Tommy J have a full hour of Radio Neighboring coming up next. We'll be back next week.